we're calling a meeting to order this evening. That's good to see a large crowd here this evening. At this time, we're going to stand for a moment of silence, and then we will pledge the flag back here. If you're there, then stand for us. Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, so at this point, do we have any modifications to the agenda for this evening?
Yes, Mr. President. I would like to add under new business a memorandum of agreement between the Eastern Lancaster County School District and the Eastern Lancaster County Education Association.
Okay, so we'll put that in as an action item. We'll go to that separately. Any other additions to the agenda? Let's see. Hearing none, is there a motion to approve our agenda?
So moved.
Second.
A second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. The agenda for the evening has been approved. We have Student of the Month presentation this evening. Mr. Sanger.
Thank you, President Yoder, members of the school board, Secretary Johnson. Thank you for inviting me here this evening to introduce to you our January Students of the Month. Unfortunately, our February Students of the Month could not be here this evening. But for the month of January, we have two awesome individuals who frequent our hallways at the high school, and luckily they do not frequent the high school office unless it's to come down and get their picture taken for being a Student of the Month. So I would be very pleased to introduce to you tonight Caroline Bain. Caroline, if you wouldn't mind standing up, and then heading over to Dr. Hollister. Caroline is joined here this evening with her father, Dave Bain, and she is a member of the National Honor Society. She's also a member of our girls' volleyball team. You might have seen her out on the court playing throughout the course of the fall. She's going to continue her education and her volleyball career at Susquehanna this coming fall. So we're excited to have Caroline Bain here this evening. Our trait of the month was that of hardworking. Is probably one of the most hardworking individuals I've ever come across. So, ladies and gentlemen, Caroline Bain. Our male student of the month for the month of January was Tyler Weinhold, and he is here this evening with his parents, Chris and Sherry Weinhold, and they reside in New Holland. Kind of along the same lines as Caroline, Tyler, very hard worker, he's a quiet leader, and we'll see him in the likes of National Honor Society, very intelligent young man. He is looking to pursue a career as a military intelligence officer, so best of luck to Tyler in his endeavors. Students in the month, I'll try to get this one.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Sanger.
Just a quick word to Tyler and his family. I know Carolyn had to run. On behalf of the superintendent's office, I want to say thank you. Whether you want to be or not, you're a role model now. Your administrators have called you out, as they say. And I say this every month, while it's an award tonight, tomorrow it's a calling to do more, to continue doing the same thing that you're doing. In some ways, it's a double-edged sword, so to speak. And we're saying great job, but we're also saying keep it up. And it's especially nice that we're able to do this tonight in front of a bunch of youngsters who will be coming to our high school eventually in a couple of years, because then they can strive too. So you're an additional role model tonight. So congratulations. Thank you. Keep up the great work. And don't forget, wherever you go, and folks like young people like this, mom and dad, don't often stay close to home. So wherever you go, remember to take the guard spot name with you and the New Holland community with you and wear it on the back. Thank you very much.
All right, and thanks for those comments, Dr. Hollister. At this time, were there any citizens that wished to address the board this evening? One? Was there anybody else? Okay, if you would come to the microphone and state your name and where you reside, that would be
Thank you, Mr. President, Mr. Hollister, Dr. Hollister. My name is Jeremy Lehman. I'm at 1175 Rank Road in New Holland. We live up in Welsh Mountain. My wife, Gabrielle, and I just want to express our appreciation to the school. Our two oldest children, Jasmine Lehman and Michelle Lehman, have both transitioned here in the last 2 years from Hinkletown Mennonite School up in the Effort area to the Gordon Scott Middle School. Jasmine is in eighth grade and is enjoying playing soccer and basketball and other activities. And Michelle is in seventh grade, also enjoying soccer and basketball and other activities, of course, their schoolwork. Sometimes they love that, sometimes they say they don't love that. But we've had a really positive experience as the girls have transitioned from a small private school to the larger public school here. And we just want to say thank you for all the work that you're doing as a board. And Dr. Hollister and your team and the team of leaders and teachers and administrators here at the school, thank you for all that you're doing. And if it's, just take a moment here to pray. I'd like to pray for all of you. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to live in the New Holland community. I grew up in Strasburg and didn't know a lot about this community until Garden Spot soccer team beat us in the playoffs back in the 1980s. And I got over that eventually. And I'm grateful that today I can call this my home. And Lord, I just want to pray for wisdom now tonight. In fact, a wise man once said that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And so I just pray, Lord, that there will be just a healthy respect for all of us here, for the board of directors, Dr. Hollister's team of leaders, and all of the teachers and administrators at the Garden Spot High School and Middle School. And we pray that we would respect you, Lord, and that we would seek to do your will, and we would understand your ways, and that we would communicate those things to the students. Lord, we pray for safety for this school. We pray for health for the teachers and everyone here. And we pray, Lord, that our students would be motivated to do their very, very best for you, and that they would live a life pleasing to you. So lead us now tonight. We pray these things in your name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much, Mr. President.
Thank you. All right. Special presentation. Looking forward to this. New Holland Elementary. So.
Yeah, I've asked some representatives from New Holland to come here. And obviously they brought the best on the front row there. I heard about the activity that they were doing a couple of months ago and was so excited about it. I thought it was worthy of a presentation in front of the board of directors. So with no further explanation, I know we had them on the docket last month, but it snowed out. So they're really eager to talk tonight. I'll turn it over to Dr. Sneak, who will then introduce the key players, I guess.
Hi, thank you for to express what we've been doing with our sixth graders. I have really nothing to do with this except that I support it wholeheartedly and attend the trips. But the brainstorm behind this has been Heather Schrantz and the team who have helped her to put this event together for our students is Dawn Mergenthaler, sixth grade teacher, Kim Tran, sixth grade teacher, and Bob Barrett back there, our PE teacher. And together they have put together this awesome opportunity for our students. So pass it off to you guys.
After that introduction, though, I would like to say that it does take a village here to raise our children, and brainchild of the whole crew as we work together. But what started out as a conversation probably between Dawn and I last year was able to grow and take some wings as we came into this school year. So I've got somebody else's one over here. I think I sent it back to you. Yeah.
What's that?
Here at New Holland Elementary, but as we come to school every day and we work with all our students, first and foremost, we work with just an incredible mass of sixth grade students. We have the best job every day to come and do what we do. We've got kids who come to school positive, they're eager to learn, they're up to the challenge, and they just can't get enough. kids who come in every morning with a smiling face. So as we begin our days, we're always wondering how you stretch them and how do you take them to that next level. Throughout our days, we're providing varied learning opportunities in the classroom, across the school, and whatever we can bring into the environment. But quite honestly, as we work and we push them to those next levels, that kind of elusive word of college always comes up. And they know we're always working towards being prepared for college, and we're always working towards how we get there and what is the next step on that path to college. But quite honestly, for many of our students, it leaves them with many questions. We work with children on a daily basis, quite honestly, who come from homes which may not have college graduates in their home, but even more so than that, they themselves, as 12-year-old kids, have never stepped foot on a college campus. They've never breathed the air, they've never seen it in action. So it's kind of like, how do you make that horse thirsty? Because once we create that thirst, they just kind of lead the way to go. So conversations between Dawn and I, which grew then to include Kim and Bob and Sue, have led us to this place where we wondered how we get kids onto a college campus. This is more than just looking at stuff online. This is more than just knowing those big names that pop up in sports contests. So we came up with the idea, let's find some universities and colleges relatively close that we could take those trips to. And to be honest, as we came up with this idea and watched it grow, we weren't quite sure how to get the information out there, parents, how do we get kids to write, because at this point, they're 12. They're really little guys in this process. But this is where I know for a fact many of us as adults know somebody planted that seed within us. And somebody said, what do you think you want to do in, 6 years down the road? And how are you prepared to get there when the time comes? So meetings and discussions with Sue, and we started with the idea, let's put it out there to parents. Let's offer a Wednesday night in January, invite all the parents out, make many personal phone calls home, tell them what we'd like to do, and ask them to come out to the library for an informational session. And as you can imagine, we got similar questions from parents as we've got from the kids. Like, really? They're 12, And but on that Wednesday night in January, we had a packed library. We had over half of our students' families represented. Some came with their kids. And if their kids were busy at basketball practice, those parents came to hear what we had to offer and what we were suggesting. And what we offered to them at that point was just to say, let your kids dream, let them see what's out there, and then figure out how to make it happen. So parents came out, and we had a panel of Garden Spot graduates. And that was really cool, because just like you have to breathe that college air, you have to see local kids who went through New Holland Elementary and see where they're at and what they're doing. So we had four students who were there who had wonderful stories. They shared with us their experiences at Garden Spot High School. They shared with us their learning experiences that they really felt contributed to their success at college. They shared with us their experiences if they had that one do-over, they should have taken that extra math course, or they should have learned how to write better. Those little things that they were like, had those aha moments once they got to school, and how important it was. But in addition to that, we had four kids who, quite honestly, they needed financial assistance to get to school. Because at this stage, it looks really expensive. And sometimes just that in of itself, makes parents shy back a bit from it. So these students from Garden Spot shared different ways that they met their financial obligations at school through grants and funding and scholarships. And it was wonderful just to watch four genuinely decent young adults from Eastern Lake
weren't necessarily number one in their class, but they were good, well-rounded kids who got up every day, did the best they could, and they watched it lead them to some, excuse me, to some pretty phenomenal spots. In addition, we had Barb Kreider, guidance counselor from a high school, and it was kind of magical to watch that connection from like the K through sixth building up through secondary. And you know, Barb's message was, there's lots of information out there, and plant the seed, let your kids dream, and then figure out how to make it happen. So with that all in place, we sent out the information for our first of three trips. And
so yes, as Ms. Strain shared, our first trip was to Alberta University. We were there on Saturday morning where we gathered with the students that attended as well as the parents, meeting at New Holland Elementary School about 12:15, and we made our commute together to Alberta University, partake in a tour around Alberta University, as well as to see some dormitory halls, some of the college classrooms, and most importantly, to take some interest in enjoying some pizza together. So by the end of it, we also had a chance to watch Alberta University win against Messiah College in a very competitive Division III basketball game. So definitely the boys and the girls that attended the trip, they definitely were getting pretty excited as the game went along. So. And again, see there, here's our picture at the end of the game. As you can see here in this picture, we provided various socioeconomic backgrounds of students, very diverse group. And most importantly, they all had themselves an excellent time. That was right outside the Physical Education Center on Auburn University's campus. So the kids definitely very much enjoyed themselves.
Now we are going to Millersville on April 2nd. And what we're going to do is we're going to again meet at the school. We're going to get a bus this time because now we have 13 adults. We have about 13 parents, 27 students, about five people. So we're going to go to Millersville, meet them there. They're going to take us on a scavenger hunt, and these students are students that are filling community service that they need to do. It's part of their work. They're studying for work, work for school, and they're going to take us on a tour of the school, and then we're going to go to Rachel's Cafe in the city, and we're going to eat there. We've already pre-ordered our food. Students are very excited about it. And we're going to eat there, and then as a group we're going to go back to Millersville, and we're going to see a performance, Be the Change, and it's a dance performance where you're going to have students of all, you're going to have adults dancing, you're going to have young adults dancing, you'll have younger children, and some of the students, there's a sibling in one of the dances that we're going to watch. And it's a community service, it's helped to support Accentia. They gave us a 50% off price for both the students and the adults. And we're trying to get them to see a little bit of everything. So we're going to see the basketball game, we're going to see the performance, and then next we're going to go see a baseball game, which we'll talk about in just a moment. And we do have a really amazing group going. And they're not necessarily best friends, and they're not necessarily, they're all like special and unique, but they've all come together for this purpose to experience something that we're really excited about. So our next trip is going to be to
Penn State Berks on Saturday, April 23rd. And we have not sent permission slips home for this yet, so we're not entirely sure what our group will be, but we're hoping we'll have some more students who already attended the Alvernia trip and the Millersville trip. And maybe we'll bring in a couple more students who didn't get that opportunity. We did have a lot of response for the Alvernia trip with students who wanted to come but couldn't because of different sports conferences and things like that. So we wanted to offer three different unique experiences, broaden their horizons in three different campuses. So at Penn State Berks, we're going to get a tour of the campus, and we're going to stop at Grings Mill for a picnic. Alvernia trip. So every single one of the students that came with us this evening attended Alvernia with us, and they put on a card for you just one word to kind of sum up their experience. So can we start with John? All right, Jalen, come on. So just if you could just introduce yourself and then shout out on your card and tell us what your word is, please.
And I'm Jalen Drago, and the word that I selected for my
So the good news is there's pizza on every college campus. Say it nice and loud again, nice and loud as you talk. Thank you.
My name is Taylor Martin, and I would describe the running was exciting. Well, I really like the dorm rooms. Like, they're really cool. Like, see, girls like to be there and
hurt that.
My name's Torino, and I think Alvernia was really fun. It was just really cool seeing everything there.
Layla?
My name is Layla Gamsik, and I would describe Alvernia as inspiring.
Layla?
Because it was inspiring to see the college and how it would be built.
Hey, John?
My name is John Donish, and I chose interesting as my word because it was very, like, interesting and helped me know about what college would be like and how I'd be around campuses and how the differences between big campuses and small ones and how you difference between classrooms and all kinds of, like, dorms and all kinds of whatever at, like, which campus.
Hi.
My name is Alexa, and the word I chose is basketball because that was my favorite part of the thing because I really enjoyed
My name is Taylor Tucker, and I chose opportunity because going to a campus is a big opportunity to get a good job that can give me good pay.
Hi, my name is Kyrie Hewitt, and the Alvernia trip was very meaningful to me.
But as we can see, it was about the kids. It was about planting that seed. It was making them thirsty for where it can lead them. There's no doubt that working towards college and being in college is not always that easy path that gets you there. But when you know the purpose of it and you know where it's leading you, that's where that little bit of extra effort is worth paying for. We were fortunate to have the support of these different campuses. Alvernia, there was no charge. Alvernia was wonderful. They donated the pizza dinner. They donated the basketball tickets. And so when we can offer these opportunities to all of our students, regardless of where they come from or what they have access to, that's when I do believe that we as teachers are doing what we're here to do. So I thank Sue for her support in these efforts. I'm very thankful that I work with a team of teachers that when I say, hey, what would you like to do on a Saturday afternoon, you know? And they're like, yes, let's go. And most importantly, we can all say we're thankful for a group of students that when we put the opportunity out there, the pink papers came flying back because that's what it's about. It's not about sixth grade. It's not so much about seventh grade. But each of those is simply the building blocks that takes them to where they want to be. And that's what it is.
And like I said, the children, I mean, they committed to these Saturdays. Alvernia, we were there for about 7 hours. We're going to be at Millersville from 12:15 until 9:45. We'll be getting back. So, I mean, they've committed a large part of their weekend to be with us.
Yeah, kids were like, I chose this over my basketball games. But yeah, it was good. So we thank you for letting us share with you today. It was a wonderful opportunity.
I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge the teachers who are going to be giving up the same amount of time with their students. So thank you very much. I am thrilled. This is taking it to well beyond what is reasonably expected of my teaching and a school district. I think this is awesome. I'm so thrilled. And students, thank you for giving up your time. That little investment, you have no idea what that little investment is going to do for you down the road. 10 years from now, hopefully you'll remember that comment, because I think you may at that point. But for now, just keep doing that. Go to all of them if you can. I think it's a great opportunity. We have to eliminate the word can't. Can't afford college, can't do college, can't. You can if you want to. It's not for everybody. But if you want to, you can do it. You can afford it, and you can do it. So that's the message. Thank you so much. Thanks for your presentation. Great job. Board members, I have another comment.
I'd just like to comment that I was also out of Alvernia that day. My my wife Linda and my son Edward and the rest of my family were going to, my daughter Margaret plays field hockey at Alvernia, and they were honoring all the student athletes for their accomplishments on the athletic field and in the classroom for awards they won at the NCAA level for achievements in that. And I saw Heather, I thought, what the heck is she doing? Going here, and as I was walking in, then she explained a little bit what was going on.
Other board members, comments? And again, I just want to echo what Dr. Howard just said. I thank for the effort you teachers put into this, and the students. And remember, in 10 years, when you graduate college, come back and thank the teachers that did this. I think a round of applause would be great. Okay. Certainly all welcome to stay, but we understand, too, if if you need to leave. So you may have homework, too. Okay.
That's right, Mr. York. College starts tonight.
That's right. Move into our consent agenda then. We had one addition that we'll do as a separate item, but the consent agenda, is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed no? Consent passes. And then we have the action item, which is to approve the memorandum of understanding regarding. Did we want to address that at all, or?
Yeah, I can. Memorandum of Understanding just talks about third-party provider courses. It's been an issue for the district. We've been trying to meet partway. I think it represents a good compromise between the association and the administration to put a governor on what we believe as the administration are less than adequate courses. So I think both parties work really well and hard to accomplish the agreement that I think both are satisfied with. So. It's a good compromise, and that's the best way to say it. I think everyone sort of takes a little piece away, and everyone wanted a little more. So I think that's the right spot.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
And any other discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed no? Those pass, and thanks for all the efforts in both everyone put in. Moving into reports then, Lancaster County Tax Collection Bureau.
Yes, we did not have a meeting this month. Our next meeting is scheduled for March
16th. Lancaster 11, IU 13, Mr. Hogan.
The IU board met February 10, 2016. We had a budget work session which preceded the main board meeting, and we also, as we talked about our budget for the upcoming year, I'd just like to say that we will be asking for a 0% increase from the districts for the upcoming year. And that will be our third or fourth year in a row that we will be asking for no increase in the budget for the upcoming year. We approved $12.8 million in disbursements for last month. We approved January 13th board meeting minutes. We approved five business service contracts for either new or extensions to existing contracts.
Early Childhood and Special Education Services had 9 new or extensions to existing contracts. Instructional Services had 3 new and 1 extension to an existing contract. Technology Service amended 1 contract, and HR Committee asked for approval and received approval for 4 new contracts. We had 5 IU staff who attained tenure and were voted on at this meeting. We approved a 2016-2017 IU school calendar. We had 7 resignations, 11 retirements, 50 new hires, 15 change of position or salary, and approved 3 leave of absences. I passed out some notes from the IU on upcoming events. Special note to the IU convention for whoever wants to attend that. And I am open for any questions that anyone may have of the IU board actions from this month or preceding month.
Okay, well, hearing done, I just say thanks for all your efforts. It's always nice to see that you're able to hold a line on the tax increase. So that's great. Lancaster CTC, Mrs. Redd.
Our meeting was held on January 28th at the Willow Street campus, and the special presentation was a preview of the VET Tech Assistant Program. That's the new program that graduates receive an associate's degree for. It was starting Monday, February 1st, so we got a preview of it, and the program has since started. That was the program that was supposed to start in the beginning of February, but they could not, with the budget not being done, they couldn't get anyone out to inspect for the final inspection. So they worked with folks and they finally got that covered. So that happened in January. They were finally approved and the program started February 1st. It was a really interesting presentation. A vet has to run it. So Dr. Mary Carpino is the vet. And the program at this point is pretty small for this first year. They have 11 students. 2 are from the VET Assistant Program at the CTC, and this VET Tech Assistant Program is kind of the next step for that. The really interesting part is that they're working with the Lancaster SPCA. They're fostering 6 dogs and cats a week. The SPCA is delivering 6 dogs and cats, and then the students actually will care for them. They'll do blood work, they'll do some of the maintenance work for these animals, which serves a purpose because then all these animals will have all their blood work and checkups and all of that, because then they go back to the SPCA who will come pick them up, and the next week they get 6 more. So it really helps the SPCA in getting this work done at no cost because the students are doing it. It works for the students because they're getting the experience, and it also works for folks who are going to be adopting the animals from the SPCA because they already have a record of having had this checkup or this blood work done. And one of the things that they have, it's an online database. I think it's called Index. But it tracks all of the blood work and all of the testing that's done on each of the animals. And every time you call it up or a vet calls to get the results, they see services provided by the Lancaster CTC. So as the animals are adopted and their adopted families take them to a vet in the community, anytime they do any checkup on what work's already been done on them, it's kind of free advertising for the CTC program. So it's a win-win-win. In addition to being very interesting to hear about, it's also a really good thing for the program itself. The students will be caring for the animals, and as I said, they get six cats and dogs, and then they pick them up at the end of the week, and the next week they'll bring new ones, which really helps. And the vet who introduced it said that's really a great way to do it, because there's only so often you can do the same tests on the same animals. So that the animals are being rotated and being a help to the community also is really an interesting feature of the program. The program is set to be a 21-month course. They're doing this first one in about 16 months. They're going to accelerate parts of it because they didn't get started with the backup. So they're hoping to still have the same graduation date, but you know, it's about a year and a half course. So they're hoping to get it all done so that they'll be on the same graduation. This year it'll be a spring class, a summer class, and then the fall, and then they will graduate. Next fall, they hope to start the fall and the spring, and then they'll graduate then again the next fall. But it will be the full course, not just... Well, the students who are there now are going to get the full course, but they're going to try to squish some of the parts together and get everybody up to speed. The class meets Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30 a.m. And it was very interesting, and it is at the Willow Street campus. The next big venture is working on the dental hygiene program that they're trying to develop that to begin the fall of 2017. And that, too, will be an associate degree program. And it's adult students, and they're kind of, it's the next step, the associate's degree, that there are the feeder programs can come right through the folks who have already been through the CTC and graduated. It was really interesting, really an interesting program. So that's basically my report. If you have questions, I can try to answer them. Go ahead. We did also see some photos of some of the lab, the new materials. They have a new X-ray machine. They have a new lab they built, and with new lab tables and everything. And the veterinarian that they hired is very impressed. That the site is very impressive.
So. I was just going to ask if you have any idea what the cost of the program is.
No, I
don't. Okay, that's fine. I was just curious how it compared to. Are the students that are there in high school in the vet tech program, are they integrated into this at all, or is it totally
separate?
No,
they're two separate programs.
Two separate programs.
But yeah, they can apply to feed into that,
right. That
program. But no, it's two separate. The post-secondary in this program is.
Yeah. Okay.
This is not one of the intergenerational programs.
Right. Okay. Very good. Sounds exciting. Any other questions on CTC? Legislative, Mr. Lenson.
Yeah, it's not too much going on in Harrisburg at this time. Senate and House will return to session on March the 14th to convene hearings on Governor Wolf's 2016-17 budget. Interesting, the current budget is not fully approved yet. I heard Brian Cutler talk Saturday night. And there is some unrest beginning on the Democratic side about not having a budget agreement. And we need about roughly 20 Democrats to switch votes to get approved, to override the governor. That concludes my report.
Okay. And obviously the elections are going hot and heavy, so let's see what shakes out there. Superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. A couple highlights from the district that I'd like to share with you. I had tipped my hand a little bit previously about this one. Fourth grade class at New Ball Elementary School is participating in an online version of basically exchanging writing pieces and on a blog venue. Students are actually connecting with other students from around the world in countries including Australia, China, Serbia, Canada, Russia, the Philippines, the United Kingdom, France, etc. What I didn't know when I first started reporting this, and then I pulled back as I started getting rumblings, as it turns out, Mr. Guyman's students have been very successful. I have results, and this was reported in our district newsletter just recently. A number of the students finished in the worldwide competition at very high. So the class itself received a best in class blog category award for his and received a second place award. And then two students in particular, best student blog category was earned by Rain Cover, placed fourth, and Abby Forrester, placed fifth. And this is a worldwide competition. So it's exciting. It was first exciting that our kids are connecting globally the way they are. But then to follow up and have our students and our class be recognized on that platform is pretty awesome. So congratulations to Mr. Guyman and the students who are participating in that. I want to make the board aware that just recently we awarded Russell Yost a Friend of Education Apple Award. My guess is most of you may not know who he is, but I would like to share. Russell was a teacher for 37 years and then volunteered for 22 years after that. Russell's been coming here for the last 22 years to volunteer in the library, putting in anywhere from a half day to three quarters of a day, occasionally missing a day. But 22 years of volunteer service here at the Garden Spot Complex was especially appreciated when things got tight for us 5 years ago with the furloughs. Russell, we really started leaning on him, and he adopted with the times. He recently can no longer do that. And just before I got the word of that, I felt, we really need to recognize him. And so we did so, and I wanted to make the board aware of that. Anyone know Russell on this
trip? I had him for history in the 70s there. I think my brothers had him in the 60s.
Yeah, he was a good history teacher.
World War II,
yeah.
So, I got to tell you, that is an impressive.
Haircut hasn't changed.
That's that, and the hush puppies.
Okay, so you guys know a little more about him than I did.
really good guy,
and honestly, faithful service, especially at times when things get pretty faithful. So, congratulations and thank you for Russell. I want that on the record. Another change in the district here, Jeff Stultzfus, who was our adult agricultural farmer and teacher, has resigned his position after many years of service to work with Penn State Extension. I just want to thank and congratulate Jeff on his long career here. The next thing I have, back to the CTC for a moment. We had two students be especially successful with their Skills USA competition. Dylan Martin achieved first place in collision repair, and Caleb Wagner achieved the second place in auto service specialization. That is huge. That's really, again, a tribute to our CTCs. I know we talked about colleges tonight, but our CTC in this county is one of the best in the country. And I don't say that lightly. Our NOCI scores for our students are always some of the highest in the country, so we are serving students well at that venue. Two more things. We had our first pre-kindergarten family night just last week. Over 100 people attended, 40 four-year-olds and 62 adults. This is a new program. We're trying to gear up our pre-K service. This is the first one out of the box. Overwhelming positive experiences held by parents. We got a lot of positive comments. So again, my appreciation for the teachers who are doing this on their own time and putting these programs together so that our students are a little bit better prepared coming into kindergarten, which is one of our strategic objectives. A little later on in the spring, we're going to do sort of a full report out of all the activities that we're looking at for pre-K and kindergarten. But I wanted to highlight that because it was fantastic. They have two more sessions planned. Families get to take home materials from the stations that they go to through the night, so it's really a great experience for our community and warming students up for their experience here with us. And then finally, I'm honored and pleased to announce that the nonprofit organization Leadership Lancaster, which has a pretty large footprint in the county, especially in the city, has elected to come out here for their Public Education Day on March 4th. 60 adult students who are part of Leadership Lancaster class will be in this room, this very room, hearing about public education issues, and then we'll participate in a number of other events throughout the day in different parts of the county. From here, that'll leave us for lunch at the CTC and a panel with several superintendents. I'll be on that panel and several legislators, and then they will go to travel to SDL for the afternoon session. I am also pleased to report that 20 of our students from the high school will be participating in the discussions that take place here. There'll be small groups assigned to wrestle with educational issues, and we're going to have two students at each of those tables to bring in that student perspective and to help adults learn a little bit more about what public school's all about in this day and age and some of the challenges that public schools have. So I'm excited that Leadership Lancaster is coming out here to New Holland. So that concludes my report. I will take any questions that you have. Thank you very much.
Any questions, comments? A lot of good, exciting things happening. You have to announce prior to the meeting, we did have an executive session regarding the a contractual issue. So. Any other announcements? Okay. Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed no. We are adjourned.